Delaware overdose deaths continue to skyrocket, even as the state reaps millions from opioid lawsuit settlements. We hear from WHYY's Chris Barish.
This year, Delaware will top last year's record-setting 515 overdose deaths, according to state health predictions. It's occurring while the state has begun receiving about $250 million from settlements with manufacturers, suppliers, and pharmacy chains such as Walgreens.
It's really disheartening when you see people doing lots of work, putting lots of money into a number of initiatives to try to get a handle on this. I would really, really hope that with this money coming in, we get ideas, things that are going to have an impact on these deaths.
That's Don Keister of Attack Addiction. His son Tyler was a heroin OD victim a decade ago. State health official Joanne Champney says innovative fixes are being used. There's bridge clinics where referrals to immediate treatment occur. Soon, services will go straight to street hotspots.
We'll be blanketing those neighborhoods with Narcan, offering that, introducing people to the bridge clinic. It's a more proactive approach, really, to underscore the urgency of what we're seeing.
Delaware has the nation's third highest OD death rate. PA is sixth and New Jersey 19th. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.